Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Light in the Dark, a conversation with James Cloud. From generation to generation, James Cloud's family has had a close relationship with the paranormal. Family stories that date back more than 100 years. Relatives who are physically removing dark entities from threatening others. Strange visits from unknown entities in an open field to an unexplained abduction of James at the age of 4. These encounters have followed and led James in a journey of trying to help not only himself understand what's going on, but to help others make sense and get through the unknown encounters that many of us face. Along with his team of the Paranormal Research Investigators of St. Michael.
Well, for me, my entire family line has had paranormal experiences. We've also, to use regular nomenclature, it's like a family lineage of psychics. But I don't personally like the word psychic because it has odd connotations sometimes.
Sure.
And so, my mom, her mom, one of the earliest stories I remember hearing as a child was my grandmother and my great-grandmother were laying in bed together. And this was when my grandmother was 4 or so. So it would have been in the late 1910s, okay, I would assume. And so my grandmother was laying next to her mom. And her mom heard my grandmother kind of choking, being fitful in bed next to her, so she rolled over to see, didn't know if she was choking or what was going on, and she rolled over and there was this black misty mass hovering over her, choking her. And my great-grandmother was able, when she saw this, she instinctively reached out to get it off of my grandmother. And she was actually able to grab this, and from what, as it was described, it was like a spongy feel. Mm-hmm. And she whipped it off of my grandmother and threw it against the far wall, and it hit the wall and let out a shriek, and then slipped into the floorboard and disappeared. And so My grandmother, my all the way down my maternal line, but also my paternal line has had these kind of experiences. A story my grandmother, my dad's mom, told when she was a kid. She was walking along the San Joaquin Delta down in California with her brothers, and she, it was a normal day, didn't expect nothing. But as she looked into the delta itself, the water, she saw a casket rise out of the water, and it opened, and her dad was in the casket, my great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And she was pretty freaked out about it. So she went home and told her mom, and her mom goes, "Oh, don't tell your dad, that means he's going to die." So, so what happened the next day, he died.
Oh, my God.
And so these are the type of things that have naturally been a part of the bloodlines. And I have some pretty rare bloodlines, apparently, from
yeah,
when I did research. But that's a different topic, I suppose. But my personal adventure, if you will, into supernatural, paranormal, all sorts of craziness, started when I was 4 years old. And this is actually a UFO-based event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not ghosts, but it was and is kind of the seminal event in my life that sparked everything that followed. The year was 1976. We were living in Pine Grove, California, and my grandparents had come to visit us at our home there in Pine Grove. And I remember, you know, you remember the actual metal Tonka trucks that, you know, were
yes.
made to last centuries.
You still see them sometimes, like at a garage sale or something. And it's like, that's in remarkably good shape for being a 40-year-old toy.
Oh, absolutely. They were built to last.
Yes.
Unlike the plastic garbage they have today. But so I was playing with my Tonka toys in the, I believe it was actually the big dump truck, the yellow dump truck. But
sure.
I was playing in the dirt, and my grandmother and my parents were sitting on the porch to my right and up, because I was at the base of the stairs of the porch and they were up on the porch. And my grandfather, I guess, was inside, from what my mom says. And so I mind my own business as a four-year-old. My parents are just, and my mom's mom are just, you know, shooting the breeze. And all of a sudden, I hear them start to freak out a little bit, you know, gasps and like, what is that? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I look up, and there are three black triangular craft hovering above us about 150 feet. I mean, close.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a triangle formation. So there's three triangles in a triangle formation, and it's the black triangles with the white lights on each corner with a central red light in the middle of each craft. And the red light that's underneath these craft looked as if it was one of those swirling red lava lamps, not the ones with the big bubbles in it, but the type that just kind of swirl and they look, you know, creamy,
sure.
I guess.
Sure.
And underneath the craft, it had interlocking panels that kind of overlapped a little bit with each other. Almost, you know, I've likened them to the sigils, like Enochian writing. And they're silent. There's no sound coming from them. They're not shifting. I mean, you know, they're not being affected by wind or anything like that. And they're just sitting static above us.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother screamed out, I hope they're not going to hurt us. And, you know, as a four-year-old, I didn't have a point of reference. So to me, I'm just like, ooh, those are pretty cool planes.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Everything's new then still. It's like, and anything abnormal is like, well, you're every day going through things you've never experienced at that age. So maybe this is normal. Yeah.
Yeah. This is totally, I guess it's okay. My parents and my grandma are freaking out, but I'm doing pretty good myself.
Yeah.
And they hovered above us for about, oh, I don't know, 45 seconds to a minute. And then they went from above our head to over the horizon in like a blink of an eye. And it they went so fast, it almost looked like they elongated as they shot off. It just, I'm sure it was a visual, you know, just the eyes trying to track, but they were gone. But that night, I was the only lucky or unlucky one, however one would view it, as having an abduction experience. So I remember, my first memory is I'm standing by my bed. The next memory I have is that I'm standing in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And there are red, green, blue, and white orbs of light just swirling all around the room. And by the way, while these lights are going on, there's this deep thrumming sound, like a generator just going, whoa, that kind of very mechanical sounding, very electrical sounding. And as the thrumming accelerated, the speed of the orbs as they were flying all around the room, and there were probably, to kind of give a visual, there were probably at least 24, if not more, of these orbs. And they were just flying haphazardly all around the room. Mm-hmm. And as the thrumming increased into a crescendo, the speed of these orbs increased, and once it reached, you know, max velocity or whatever it was, everything went silent and the room went dark. And out of the middle of the room, which would have been just, I don't know, 3 feet in front of me or so, looking back, a gold orb started to start right in the middle of the room, and it grew out into a door-like. It didn't look like a door, but I'm just saying portal door. But it was the shape of an almond, basically. Mm-hmm. And out of this gold light stepped a golden-skinned, golden, like a dark honey-brown-eyed being that looks like the modern description of a gray, but it wasn't gray, a gray alien. It, like I said, it was golden with these beautiful golden eyes, and it didn't have the black over the eyes. I actually saw the pupils, the irises, very beautiful, mm-hmm. actually, in retrospect. And it opened its long arms and said, "James, come to me." So right there, you know, whatever these guys were, they knew me by name. So that right there, you know, as an adult looking back, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of creepy. How do they even know my name?
Sure.
You know, I could see just say, "Hey, you, we need to probe you. Come here."
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
This loving gesture saying, "James, come with us." And, you know, as a 4-year-old, I thought, well, okay, sounds fine to me. And you know, looking back at a 4-year-old's logic, you know, you have to think, what the heck were you thinking, boy? You know?
And then you have to go, but I was four.
Yeah, as a 4-year-old, you just don't have the brain function to make good decisions. So I said, sure. Mm-hmm. And we spoke without words. I heard his voice clear as a bell, as if he was speaking to me, but his mouth never moved.
Okay.
And he heard my voice clear as a bell without me speaking. So the next memory I have is that this entity and myself are walking in a large room. It's a silver room with multiple long consoles, probably 3-4 long rows of consoles inside a large room with a massive, I couldn't even call it a view screen. It was like the wall itself was a giant video interface of some sort. And he and I were talking. It was he held my hand, and we walked through this area, and there were others like him doing whatever on the consoles. And we talked about world changes. He talked about working for the great king that the great king was coming soon, and that the world would go through a lot of changes, basically. It's kind of a abbreviated version of it from the best of my recollection. And then after we were done talking, he escorted me over to this triple seat. So think of like a north, west, east kind of configuration to the seating pattern.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.